Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Gantenbian reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantenbian tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Greenberg moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benton for the out. Bell moves to third. Croucher moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler strikes out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gantenbian strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center. McCuskey settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McCuskey. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ambler. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Croucher moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantenbian moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gehringer steals third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. York steals second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Bell moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantenbein. McCuskey moves to third. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Roy Parmley now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel strikes out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Roy Parmley. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Dean reaches second base with a double. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gantenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dean moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dean scores. Gantenbian moves to second. It's 10-4, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. George Caster now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Croucher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton bunts towards the mound. Caster juggles the ball. That's an error on Caster. Croucher moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCuskey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-4, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Caster, and towards Newsom, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-3 in the game. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Johnson chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-4, Tigers. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Croucher hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton pinch hits for George Caster. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.